let's pause here for a meditation and then share a few suggestions for the week ahead. And also a bit of the itinerary for the Equinox Initiative here in Asheville, so that those who are not able to be here in the body may still participate with us and help create the space of this portal and grid activation. The music is called Shivarati, which translates into like a celebration, the union of God and Goddess, divine masculine and divine feminine marriage. If there were ever a divine I am meditation, this would be it. This is a really special meditation, even if I do say so myself. But I share that having felt where they come from. And then I just do my best to pass that experience vibrationally on to you. And I want to add around this particular meditation, typically these new human shining ones meditations come to me lying down, riding the waves of the song. I just go into this cocoon of tone and sound and melody. I'll put the music on repeat. Once it comes to me, what music harmonic wants to be the meditation, I have no idea what the theme is or the focus of the meditation is. The music typically comes to me first. And then once that comes, I'll lay down and put the music on repeat and then just kind of disappear from my Deanne aspect and join, become one with the music and the tones. And then out of that, I get the meaning, the harmonics, the intention of activation and theme of the meditation, which then always aligns with the greater theme of the show and also of the cosmic energies, the passage of the ascension energies that we are moving through at the time. The melody was inside of me with this song today. It was really a different experience. I had been playing I call it a new human mix, songs that I've just gathered from different experiences and put together on a CD. And one of the songs just kind of captured me vibrationally, and it was inside of me. But I was actually at yoga, bhakti yoga, when this meditation started downloading. And I feel that this experience demonstrates, it models for us all that there is a universal sound, a vibration that is present to us at all times, everywhere. And we are remembering how to listen and follow that sound. So this meditation, along with all the new human shining ones meditation, is really multi-layered harmonically with how it is interacting, dancing with vibrational you in your inner world. And the new human capacities, the divine I am self that it is calling forth, waking up to be fully present, inhabit fully this moment. So get the mind really still. Thank you, by the way, to the Shining Ones. Yeah. Get the mind really still. Use the breath to still the mind. Remember, as is the breath, so is the mind. And just relax into a comfortable flow of in and out. With the in-breath equal in rhythm and capacity to the out-breath. Equanimous breath is conscious breath. And with a still mind, focus on this rhythmic beat. Every time the tone of that beat changes, move the tone to a different part of the body. Imagine feeling the tone and rhythm in your body. And now keeping your mind fixed on the underlying rhythm as these voices come in. They become an overlying halo of sound. Coming from nowhere and everywhere. Imagine them as a mist filling all the space around the body. Listen and take them in through the pores of your skin. Feel the coolness of the mist. But keep the mind on the rhythmic beat, expanding your awareness beyond the mind's focus. Imagine walking into the mist. You can't see with physical sight, but you feel what you hear, and you trust that, following the sound. Ancient voices. Something so familiar, it suspends all thoughts and it opens your heart. It opens the memory. Yourselves. You're walking freely into the mystery of who you are. Eventually, a light appears, as if on the horizon in front of you. There is this mist of ancient sound all around you, and a bright light ahead burning through the mist. Feel into that. The whole body becomes still again, and you listen, watching the white light shining through the mystery. And as that light grows in radiance, you notice just beneath it a violet light. Remember to breathe. And just below the violet light, an indigo light. And just below the indigo light, a sky blue glow through the mist. Your mind is attending to the rhythmic beat. You're feeling the mists all around you, and your awareness fixated on these lights appearing brightly, calling you into something new, something different, something familiar. As each new light and color appears, the radiance becomes stronger and sharper, and the mist less dense, as if the veils all around you are thinning. And still with the equanimous breath and mind on the rhythmic tones pinging your interior, your inner world, see beneath the sky blue light an emerald green glow. And beneath that, a brilliant yellow shining through. It's almost as if the rhythmic beat in your body now pulses in these colors coming in through the mist. Finally, see a golden orange color beneath the yellow light, and a vibrant red shining beneath the orange. Breathe. And allow the final mist, the thick fog around you, to dissipate, to reveal a luminous being under a bright sun. With each chakra, energy center, brilliantly alive with energy and light. You cannot help but begin to approach, to move close to this luminous one, walking toward this being. And just as you are as close as you can possibly be, you pivot and step into this radiant one. Divine you, your higher self, the greater truth of who you are. Embodying the I am, remembering this feeling, this knowingness, this light, this wisdom. Really breathe deeply into these new spaces. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Turn your head from side to side and welcome this new energy, this new human potential into your being. I encourage you to sit often in this space, in this light, in this remembrance and embodiment through the remainder of this month. Namaste.